Well, it's good to be with you all this morning. I see everybody sits in the same pew still. As we heard, the disciple asked Jesus to teach him how to pray. When there's something that you want, how do you pray? A lot of us whisper a little prayer to God. Others put aside some time each day for asking. A number of people use the daily mass readings for meditation and prayer. Some people pray the rosary every day. Today's readings talk to us about the importance of prayer, and most importantly, about persistence in prayers. The reading from Genesis gives a good example of persistence. This is one of the Old Testament readings that I find amusing as well as informative and serious. And on the risk of being accused of blasphemy, the give and take between God and Abraham remind me of the old Abbott and Costello routine, who's on first? If you're too young to remember that, go to YouTube and you can see it. It's hilarious. Of course, the reading we have here is not hilarious. It is serious. Two of Abraham's three visitors from last week's reading continue on their way to the city. The third visitor, who turned out to be the Lord, stays with Abraham. And he tells him about his intention to destroy Sodom and its surrounding cities because of its debauchery. Now, Abraham, apparently concerned about the collateral damage this will do to innocent people, begins negotiating with God. He says, "Will you sweep away all the innocent with the guilty?" And he goes on about, suppose there were 50 innocent people, would you wipe them out, the entire place, for the sake of the 50? And God agrees, as we heard, that he will not destroy the city if 50 innocent people live there. And he goes on, would you agree to spare it for 45? And he goes down to 30, 20, and even 10. He keeps going. Finally, God, who must have been exasperated by this time, replies, okay, Abraham, you made your point. For the sake of even 10 innocent people, I will not destroy it. Abraham stops there. As Genesis tells us later, it turned out that God could not even find 10 innocent people in the cities, and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. But notice that God has granted each of Abraham's prayers because he was persistent. He kept asking. Abraham was apparently never told that you're not supposed to negotiate with God. We come to the gospel. Jesus, of course, responds to the disciples' requests to how to pray, and he gives them the Our Father. We note that this version is different from the one we recite at Mass every Sunday, and every Mass, as a matter of fact, from Matthew's gospel. Then he tells them to be persistent in their prayers, and he uses the example, that famous parable about the friend knocking at the door of another friend late at night asking for some bread. And of course, the friend refuses because they're all in bed. And Jesus says, and this is most important, if he does not get up to give the visit to the lowest because of their friendship, he will get out of bed to give him what he needs because of his persistence. Fine, but why do we have to be persistent in prayer? Ask for the same thing over and over again. You know, sometimes we pray in Jesus' name and nothing happens. It's not granted. We may literally storm heaven with our prayers, and heaven seems to be closed against them. Did Jesus make an idle promise when he assured us that God will give us anything in his name? Why aren't all of our prayers answered like we want them? It's because of God's great love for us. God is like a human parent who loves his child very much. He does not always give the child everything he or she asks. Sometimes a parent needs to teach the child who is in charge of things, the parent or the child. Now, most of the time, God gives us what we ask for in some form or another that we may not recognize, but he wants us to be persistent in asking, so we learn humility and acceptance. I'm sure those of you who have been here for a while noted in this, and there's a section in our parish bulletin that lists a number of names that we ask to pray for, people who are sick or ill or have some other need. Some have been on that list for months, sometimes even a couple of years. When I was diagnosed with cancer last August, my name was put on that list. And some ask, why do we keep praying for the same people over and over again? What's happening to them? Wondered why the Lord hadn't answered their prayers. Well, I'm here today as an example of how prayers are answered. My last round of tests revealed no sign of cancer. Your persistent prayers for me have been answered. I will be tested every 6 months or so to see if there's any recurrence. And I'm still dealing with the effects of the treatments on my heart. But the good news is, no sign of cancer. Thank you and praise God. So I'm just one example of the proof that it pays to be persistent in prayer. There are many others, some we never know about. As Jesus tells us in the gospel, ask and you'll receive. Seek you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So the message is, keep knocking.